It is a day and night cycle of happiness and sorrow, simply remembered as heaven and hell. After night, the day comes and it repeats. But it is also explained that we experience happiness for 75% of our individual life. A child is pure, thus loved by everyone. Growing up, the purity would fade. Thus is said a child is equivalent to God. Thus you observe that there are stages of purity in a single life as well. Now this is the bigger picture. When we begin bhakti, worshipping, firstly we remain pure because of our devotion towards God. Then slowly slowly, unto the end of Kaliyuga, as we keep falling in vices, we experience more sorrow. Half of the cycle is called New World, Heaven, other half is called Old World. Let's begin. The Golden Age. The play begins. First human soul, Sri Krishna arrives in world after the end of Kaliyuga, previous cycle of course. Many deity souls follows and the new world begins with 900,000 souls perfect with peace, purity, love, bliss and all powers. This is the perfect world. Everything is as it should be. Nature is a servant for human, everyone is happy and live as one world family. Only Bharat continent exists on earth, covered by ocean all four sides. Everyone have been given a big space to build their home, palace, with no limitation. Kind and queen are like parents for their subjects. It is a family. Children go to school and learn painting, music, arts, etc. Everyone is a painter. Every day is a festival to celebrate. Silver Age. Still radiant with divine virtues, souls, actors, are now increased significantly. Now is time when kingship and religion are separated. No longer the king or queen are called parent, head of religion, because the family has grown big. There are minor changes in nature and degree of happiness in souls. From 16 degree of virtues, souls are now 14 degree in virtues. World is now called as the Silver Age. It is not that all gold converted into silver, but all gold-like souls are now silver-like and the heaven is second-hand. There are no vices in any soul yet. But degree of soul conscious is now lesser, compared with that in the beginning. In Golden or Silver Age, there is no existence of sorrow. But Shiv Baba has clarified in many Murli that only the Golden Age, Satyayug, will be called as heaven, since the Silver Age, Tritiyug, will not be a fully new world. Like a building becomes old with time, so as the heaven, Satyayug, become old with time. And that older part of heaven, is what we refer as Silver Age. Copper Age. Not a world of happiness, but a very important time in the world cycle. Now the heaven has ended as souls forgot its original virtues and became body conscious and fallen into five vices. It is very subtle to understand how the soul and nature are related. When souls are pure, nature is pure and now when souls became impure, nature is impure. Majority of gold existed in Golden and Silver Ages, went inside Earth after a big earthquake in Bharat, in the beginning of Copper Age. Golden palaces are destroyed. Humans went into forests to live and started worshipping God. This is a change in world. Now the path of God's worship begins. Shrimad Gita, Song of the God, was written as the directions of God for humanity. This was a period when worshipping was just started. World was still peaceful. We forgot our true spiritual identity and our relationship with the Supreme Soul, God. Search for knowledge began. Iron Age and Confluence Age. When Iron Age starts, all three religions, Islam, Buddhist, Christianity, are already established and widespread. But now humans kept losing its true spiritual identity and went far from God. There has been decline in moral, ethical and spiritual values. Human beings are chained to habits. World is now divided into many religions and castes. Wars among different religions started. Kings became weak internally and many lost their kingdoms after lust and ego. By the end of Kaliyuga, Bharat, India, loses all its wealth and becomes poor. Worshipping also reaches its maximum height as sorrow is spread. This is now time again when God Himself has to come and re-establish the true religion, Dharma, transform the world and liberate all souls from the cycle. Those souls who are in golden and silver ages will first receive the message and knowledge from Him, because they worshipped God since the beginning of Cooper Age. The director of world drama becomes the primary actor. He appears quietly in one corner of the stage and begins to unveil the truths inherent in the story of human life, the truth of the immortality of the soul, our eternal relationship with God and the true path to upliftment and fulfillment. These words of truth, Murli, when heard and churned by us, there is an awakening. Standing at the dawn they can again observe the carousel of life in its entirety, from divinity to duality. From gold to iron, each soul will relive its whole journey as he now knows the story. With knowledge of the truth and love for God in heart, we are united in our vision of the approaching golden morning. The darkness of the night slowly lightens into the dawn of the new day. Humanity has come full circle, the old journey of life has ended, a new world has begun. World drama explained. As in a drama, a play, all actors are playing here according to their roles. Roles are decided according to their talents, virtues and capacity. No two actors has the same role. God gives everyone equally and abundant. We receive differently according to our capacity. As the teacher teaches all his students equally and yet some gets merit and some even fails. Now try to understand the drama of life. We all get equally opportunity at the beginning. Then as according to our karma, we shape our future or say our entire destiny. We all share a relationship of brothers and sisters. We can never know why, because we have forgot our father. Everything that exists here goes through four stages. First stage is Satopradhan, purest, to the last stage being Tamo, impure. Sun hides at night, comes back in morning. New to old and old to new. The Father says, I come every 5,000 years, at the end of Kalpa, end of Kalyug and beginning of Satyug, to speak the same knowledge to you, through which you are liberated from sorrow and receive an inheritance of golden age, Satyug, according to your Purusharth, extent to which you have followed Srimad. This is an eternal drama, never began, will never end. Akka. Nan asked.